When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah, baby. I think the best part is after this guy goes, he's like...
Yeah, there we go.
This is on the Christmas playlist on my Apple Music that gets played every day on the way home. Never heard this song, huh?
I know that. Dun, 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 dun.
Yep.
Dun, dun, dun.
Run DMC, baby. There's that throw, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, sick. The whole so thing good. Is just, I mean, he's going down, he's throwing across his body.
And then just does a,
I mean.
Are you not entertained?
Like, that's one of the best throws of the year, right?
And not just by him.
And then there's
right
a two-point conversion.
And then the two-point conversion, yeah. And you knew it was over for Denver at
yeah,
that
that's
point.
That's what Bob texted us. Good night, game.
Good night, game over. I mean, no, that was it right there, because that was a dart, too. I mean, they're showing the replay from the side angle. It went through everybody's hands, and then the way that the dude caught it and tipped
Joshua
it in.
Joshua Palmer continues to be underrated.
I mean, that was unbelievable. To watch Justin Herbert in the second half of that game last night. Also unbelievable was that free kick is what we call it, I guess, that we
loved
haven't
it.
Seen since I was -1. I mean, like, that was cool. But don't buy Sean Payton and Jim Harbaugh telling you they practice that. They don't. Nobody's practicing that. Maybe the kicker's lining up and kicking off a tee because he's got nothing else to do, but the coaches are not working on that in practice at all.
We like to give a lot of people some nice Christmas gifts, so we like to give, you know, everything we can, and, you know, Tuesday we did it, and today we're going to do it.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
It's a Wonderful Life isn't a Christmas movie until the last 5 minutes of the movie. They did hit an LOL at the end of that, but come on now.
Yeah, but people overuse LOL. I mean,
do you LOL and then send LOL? Like, you'd be like, ha!
No, if I actually laugh, I say, I'm actually laughing.
I literally say, LOL.
I'm actually laughing because the LOL is such a crutch. It's like what people just use it to respond or whatever it is. You're not laughing out loud. You're not LOLing. You use the LOL for it's stupid how overused LOL is.
SMA.
Congratulations on the new contract. Not that it didn't before, but it certainly looks like you're going to be able to finish your career here. What does that mean to you, being where you are in your career now? And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, Andy. You're the greatest of all time. Is Dan Kilgore practicing?
Yeah. It's his final season, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we do this every Friday. I guess we'll have Nathan and I have to see who gets it right, who gets it wrong. But we do what's in the script for our show. And kind of interested in this one because it is presented by Foaling, your friends over there, Bob.
Yes, it is. It is presented by Foaling. You can reserve a lane at foalingkc.com. Get your foal on. Have your late holiday party if you're doing one after the first of the year. Birthday parties. Everybody's going to have fun at Foaling. I'll get started today.
Thank you.
I think it's pretty
8
obvious.
O'clock and you're just getting started?
Just getting started, baby. Just getting going. Getting the muscles moving. I think it's pretty obvious this week.
What?
Patrick Mahomes is going to have the best game of his season. He will be efficient. He will be crisp. He will throw three, count them, three touchdown passes. All the doubt this week around Patrick Mahomes. People saying he shouldn't play. People who are saying Patrick Mahomes shouldn't play on Saturday don't understand the game of football. He may be limited a little bit, obviously, but it's late in the season. Who isn't? Tim Settle entered into the equation with his comments. Patrick Mahomes is going to go out on Saturday in front of a national standalone audience and will show the world that Josh Allen is still the JV and he will lead his team to a big time victory. Hollywood Brown will have a few receptions, nothing major in this game. They'll work him back a little bit, but he'll have some receptions. DeAndre gets in the end zone with that red zone touchdown against his former team. And then Travis Kelce finally gets that touchdown to break the record that we've been waiting for, I don't know,
4 weeks,
months, it seems like. And it could be, as I say, Travis Kelce's final regular season home game at Arrowhead Stadium. So I think he is going to have a big game. Charles Omenihu. Charles entered the equation this week saying how much he hates his former team. Mm-hmm. Charles Omenihu will have at least a sack. Chris Jones will pick up a sack. George Karloftis will play big this weekend. The defense grabs another interception. Chiefs win this thing convincingly. You know it. 35-0.
Lean into it. Lean into it. I like that. Some similarities here. To me, this game is all about pressure.
Pressure.
What do you know about pressure? Well, I have kissed a man, is the next quote that comes after that from Ace Ventura. But no, this game is all about pressure. Chris Jones and Chuck Omenihu absolutely eat, right? I think that they can just absolutely cause a ruckus in the middle of that offensive line for the Texans, which has been a little bit bad. Up 5% in pressures from last year, as Mitch Holtis told us earlier in the show. But I think Chris Jones eats. I think Chuck hates the Houston Texans. We call him Chuck because it's short for Charles. Everybody knows that. Quit asking me why I'm calling him that. Karloftis also been
Who's
better.
Who's asking that?
People on the text line. They say his name's Charles. Thanks, Coach. Karloftis.
My name's Robert. They call me Bob.
Yeah. Come on, my name's Dusty. They call me Dustin. I don't know if I said that right. See, I think Karloftis has been better, and that's also been showing through the last few games with the addition of Charles Omenihu, or as we like to call him, Chuck. That's helping the secondary as well with this, again, the word of the day, pressure. C.J. Stroud, he's throwing the ball more as interceptions instead of he did last year. The video is out. I think C.J. Stroud throws a pick late in the game due to the pressure that he will receive from either Chris Jones or Karloftis, due to the fact that Charles Omenihu has caused a ruckus. So I think that is a pivotal point in the game. I also listened to Mitch, and he said that they do gamble in their secondary. When is the last time we've seen Xavier Worthy catch a deep ball? Well, I can tell you, week 4, Los Angeles Chargers, Hollywood Brown's back. Draw something up, Andy, and send Xavier Worthy deep and let Mahomes finally hit him with that connection. We called for the Trent McDuffie pick all year. Then when we don't, he did it. We're calling for the deep throw to Xavier Worthy all year. We haven't done it in a while. I'm calling it now. A deep pass to Xavier Worthy to hit over the top late in the game because Mitch told us they gamble, and that can get you into a backfired situation. Both backs, I think, have 15 carries each for a total of 50 yards. Andy's running the ball this week. I promise you that. With a strong defensive line trying to over-pursue, attack them where you can, up the A gap, get those plays going, 15 carries with your powerful runners each, 30 carries, 100 yards. That's a lot, but I'll take it. And I think the Chiefs win this game 20-13.
Love it. I'd love to see a deep ball. Ooh, that'd be nice. Brioche. That'd be really nice.
I'll show you a deep ball. Just go watch tape.
Yeah. But it's from week 4. So,
yeah, exactly. It's from way back when.
Good things come to those who wait.
Being patient. I'll start kind of how you finished, Dusty. Andy Reid's getting back in his bag this game, and it's time for a recalibration. That's going to come in the form of the Thunder and Lightning combination that we have been wanting so bad and desiring all season. They're finally going to get them going. Kareem Hunt and Pacheco both have a big day. Pacheco, I think it'll come in the running game, but also in the passing game. We saw a couple flashes of him in that check down in the flats, juking guys out, making men miss, getting first downs, moving the chains. I think we passed him a few times. He has a couple good catches, a couple good screen passes. Kareem Hunt, he'll get in the end zone. He'll have multiple plays where he carries bodies for multiple extra yards, and he also will move those chains. I like 15 carries each there, Dusty. Hopkins, he gets a tud versus his old team. Hollywood Brown finishes with 3 catches, one of which is off of a nasty route versus man coverage. It's what Nate Taylor talked about yesterday with us, how this team needs a man beater in those quick and intermediate routes. Hollywood Brown, he's gonna be that. He's gonna beat man coverage, just like Nate Taylor said that he could. Nate Taylor also brought up Chris Jones. I think Chris Jones has a big day against that O-line. 2 sacks, give Chuck one as well. Multiple pressures. Chiefs win 27-17.
Like it. By the way, did you see their cars lined up at South Bend at 7 in the morning?
Did you
with snow?
See that video? They're crazy. Out there lined up, ready to go so for the game.
He hates us.
Almost Christmas. All right.
Almost out of here. You got an hour and 40 minutes.
Are you going to drink that bottle of whiskey on the ride down to Tennessee?
No. I actually think you guys, I was going to open it when I got there, though, and I think you're right. I think I'm going to save that.
Yeah, yeah. Bob was kind. Nice. Got us a Christmas gift.
Show it really on the screen so people can see what I got really you guys. Nice. Not that I care, but I think it's pretty cool.
Let like me if flex what I got my
No. Go to Hy-Vee liquor stores. There they got them at the Hy-Vee. You got to move your hand. Yeah, you got to move your hand.
Move up the bottle over the logo. Move it up to like where your face is. There it is.
There it is. Yeah, you can get that. You get that at Hy-Vee liquor stores. They've got them in there. I saw those. I'm like, all right, these are great gifts for Mac and Dusty. It's got
right,
Super Bowl champion.
Good.
See how it tastes. And I told them, I said, I got one for myself too, but I love the yellow wax that they have on it because it's different than the red. And so if it wasn't yellow, I probably wouldn't have gotten it, but it's got the Chiefs logo on it. It's Maker's Mark with the yellow thing. So get them at your Hy-Vee liquor store and you'll enjoy those for the holiday. I think they're a good gift. And I was like, I'm not going to open mine. That's kind of a keepsake. I like it. And then Dusty goes, are we going to have to get one next year too? I'm like, yep. Cause it's going to be the three-peat Maker's Mark.
Yeah. Cause it does say,
it says back to back, right?
Yeah. On the side, Chiefs have gone back to back claiming a fourth championship as you raise another banner in KC, a raise a glass of one thrilling season. Chiefs Kingdom always fights for its right, and we're definitely here for that party. May this bottle win a place in your trophy case or crack it open.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
Punk rock Christmas. So what this sounds like here on Fesco and Dusty. Damn glad to have you on this wonderful Friday, Red Friday. You don't even have to wait 2 days for the Chiefs. It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
At noon.
24 hours from now, we'll be on the bus in the parking lot doing fireball shots.
Do you see there's a bucket of fireball in that fridge over there?
No, I did not.
I know. Can't wait.
Did you see that it's snowing in South Bend?
I did not.
Yeah, it's snowing,
is
right?
Is there something going on up there?
Yeah, the first college football playoff game at Notre Dame Stadium in the snow at night. How perfect is that, right? The first ever college football playoff games at Notre Dame Stadium at night in the snow? Let's go.
Yeah, tonight, I cannot wait. Let's talk about that real quick. Because there were some people that were kind of hot about this yesterday, about how college football said, hey, we're going to play on the December 16th weekend, right? Mm-hmm. And then the NFL said, again, flexes its muscle and says, okay, well, at noon, we're going to have Houston and Kansas City, which now we know why that game was not the opening night game, right?
Right, yeah.
And then we're going to back that up with Baltimore-Pittsburgh.
That's right.
So
are people just realizing this is happening? Like all of a sudden, like Wednesday or Thursday of this week, people are like, I can't believe that the NFL has played on the Saturday before Christmas for 54 straight years.
Fair.
They're not acquiescing to college football. They don't care about your college football,
which is insane because you would think that like, you know, I mean, again, look, tomorrow's going to be awesome. Like I'm still debating whether I go and watch it where there's a place with multiple TVs or do I stay home and watch the first, you know, 11 o'clock game tomorrow? And then at noon, obviously, you flip it over to the Chiefs and then you flip it over to the NFL at 3 and then go finish it out somewhere else. Or is it just what I said yesterday? It's 30-pack Saturday, right? You just sit at the house and watch football all day. Because obviously tonight, Indiana and Notre Dame at 7 p.m. Don't forget, at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, we'll be at the Independence location, Buffalo Wild Wings. Sean Barber and I and Desmond Moses giving you some Chiefs talk there as the Fan Football Friday show continues on. But then tomorrow, SMU, Penn State at 11.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it. It's going to be a good game because it's a playoff.
Won't catch any of that one, though. I'll be honest with you. I'm at an Arrowhead tomorrow. Not going to catch that one.
But, I mean, Clemson, Texas is going up against Baltimore, Pittsburgh. That's going to get dominated in ratings.
I would think.
I mean, outside of Tech, like, everybody at the state of Texas will be watching that game. Obviously, like, we'll talk to Rob Collins, who joins our roundtable here at 9:15 of Fox 4. But, I mean, the big one. Thank God for you guys, right? 7 o'clock.
Yeah, let's go.
Tennessee at Ohio State.
That's right.
Love Tennessee in this game.
Love Ohio State in this game.
Love that.
Let's go, Buckeyes.
Love that defensive line of Tennessee's against Ohio State. Yeah, so Will Howard gives me the shakes when it comes to that defensive line from Tennessee. But again, that offensive Ohio State, tons of playmakers everywhere.
But they have to utilize it. I mean, Ryan Day went into a shell. I mean, Will Howard throws an interception against Michigan, and that's all she wrote. They
ran the clock out against Oregon.
Yeah,
Will Howard,
right?
And then so I mean, so we can talk about college here for a little bit. I know that we haven't really preached it yet. And we'll get back into the Chiefs, I promise. But I am interested because it's kind of a joint topic here. Kansas City, Houston is going to dominate noon. Mm-hmm. Like once 11:50 hits, no one's watching Indiana SMU, Penn State. Unless you're Brett Veach, you probably watch because you're trying to find your next wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs on SMU.
Right. Or you're a Penn State or SMU fan, right? Right. You go for it. Clark will have that game on. He's an SMU alum. That game will be on in his box tomorrow while he's watching the Chiefs. You better believe it will be.
I will have the last button ready for Clemson, Texas, Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Focus. Or maybe I'll just have two TVs at this point. But, man, college football really flexing its bone against the NFL this weekend. And the NFL just says, okay, like, come at the king, better not miss.
Yeah.
But I mean,
but they're coming at the king pretty hard.
They will dominate at 7 o'clock, that Tennessee Ohio State game, because by about seven, that game, the second game is winding out.
Yeah.
And that's the best game of the day.
Thank you for saying it. If we say it, it's biased. Yeah, I think it is.
No, it's by far the best game of the day.
Of the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the best first game.
Look, stack in SMU Penn State, get a little bit of ratings before the NFL starts. Sandwich Clemson, Texas in between those two games that are in transition at that time. And then leave the big game. Leave the best one.
And that's why that game is the 7 o'clock game.
So they're essentially telling us, right, we'll take one game win. We'll take one win. You can have the rest of the day, but we'll take that 7 o'clock block and win it.
And I think the Ohio State Tennessee game is going to draw a huge number. Now, will it draw an NFL number? It's interesting because tomorrow's the final Saturday before Christmas. And I know, like us, we have places we need to be and things. People are going to be out having that holiday cheer and, you know, it's Saturday night and all that kind of stuff. So I'm interested to see what kind of number that college football game draws. But I think that is going to be the biggest one of the day, obviously. I wonder if it rivals tonight. I don't know if tonight's going to be a big night. And again, a Friday night, people with the holidays, they do their thing and whatnot. Like, I know there are built-in excuses, but people will still find ways to watch the game, if they want to watch them. But the NFL, I think, will dominate on Saturday. And I don't know if it'll be a 2-1 type of domination.
No.
But the NFL will dominate because this is also the first time we're getting these college football playoff games. And it's something we've all wanted. Well, here they are, right? Here they are. How bad did we want them, right? Will people watch? And I think they're going to get a huge number. I think it's going to set records. I think it's going to be the most viewed college weekend in the history of college football this weekend because of the amount of games, the 2 days, the programs that are playing, the matchups that you have. I think it's going to be an extremely successful weekend from a college football standpoint. But it will not dominate what the NFL is going to roll out there between these two games because you've got Kansas City and Pittsburgh fan bases and throw in the Baltimore fan base, the Houston fan base, it's not that strong. But Kansas City and Pittsburgh are two of the top fan bases in the NFL. Baltimore's got a great fan base as well. So it's not like you're rolling out the Colts and Jags on Saturday.
Right.
You're rolling out some of your best properties on Saturday, some of your best fan bases on Saturday, and games that mean a lot. I mean, Pittsburgh wins on Saturday, they've won the division.
Yep, it's over.
It's over. They win the division if they win on Saturday. And as we know with Kansas City, with Patrick Mahomes, everybody watches the Kansas City Chiefs. So I think it's an exciting weekend for football. I think it's going to be a great weekend for college football. And, man, if that Notre Dame game tonight is under the lights and that snow's in the air and it's a snow game, boy, that's just got all the comforts of home, doesn't it? I love it.
They have another picture up, too, and it just shows South Bend. There's a snowman overlooking the field.
I saw that. That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't know if you've seen it yet. There's people outside the stadium lined up to get in the game.
Yeah, did you see that?
All righty. Do you think tonight matters, though, for the ratings of college football as far as stacked up against the NFL? Like, if tonight's a banger, do you think that'll help them?
No, because they have no competition.
There's no competition tonight. The only competition is people going out, holiday parties,
it's
all
like
that
Buffalo
kind of stuff.
It's like Buffalo playing playoff teams as opposed to the Chiefs.
I guess the reason I asked that is because this is a new system.
Yeah, it'll get views.
Well, and it's Notre Dame, so you know it's going to be big already because there's a lot of fraudulent Notre Dame fans out there.
But if this game sucks, I think there could be, at least in my mind, I think some college football casuals could be like, all right, well, the system blows. I'll be back next weekend.
I think if this game sucks, it will only hurt the SMU-Penn State game because then people will be like, I'm waiting for the NFL. I'll just get updates, which a lot of people will probably do that either way.
Do you think this game is going to suck tonight?
No.
Absolutely. The snow helps.
I think Indiana, with the way they played all year and having something to prove, playing at Notre Dame, the classic football school that it is, with the snow implicated as well into this game or implanted into this game, Again, I mean, Notre Dame's 6.5-point favorites. The over-under is 52. Oh,
okay, that's closer than I thought.
You remember Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois at the start of the season.
That's right. But, that's this is, I mean, if you talk to Notre Dame fans, like, that are diehards, like your buddy Gene over there,
I went to my first Notre Dame game in 1978. Save it.
Yeah.
LOL he uses, too.
Oh, he's listening.
LOL.
Thanks for listening, Gene.
Like, literally. But no, I mean, if you look at this game in Notre Dame, like, this is everything. Like, it's a same state game. It is Friday night, under the lights, in the snow. Like, I don't, if you're not, like, football there, like, I can't help you with this type of game because this is a playoff atmosphere. This is South Bend. This is where everything in football, like,
this is
football sex, essentially.
Yeah.
But we move on to the other lines.
But when should they play these games to not compete with the NFL? Like, that's the ultimate question.
Friday
How
night.
Do you not go head-to-head with the NFL?
Stack up Friday night.
But people don't like Friday night, and he's shaking his head no, and he's mini Bink.
Well, yeah, because I don't want to, what if Tennessee's on and I want to watch Indiana and I can't watch both?
Well, maybe stack's not the word. Start the game at 5:30 and have the other game start at 8:30.
But you still have then two more games that need to be played.
Okay, so then do one at 7 o'clock and do one at 11 o'clock.
In the morning?
You win one at 11, you win the other one at 7 p.m. at night.
Oh, 7 p.m. at night.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
You kind of move around.
Don't play that middle game.
Respect your elders.
Okay. All right.
I can see that. Off the cuff. Like, that's just what I'm trying to think of.
Yeah.
We move on to the other spreads before we get to the cover.
If you say that, then the NFL would adjust their schedule.
Yeah. They would. They
totally would. Christmas is on a Friday. SMU is +8.5 at Penn State, who is an 8.5-point favorite. That over under 54. Clemson at Texas. This is a big one. Clemson is getting 12 points.
I love it.
So Texas minus 12, the over under 51.5. They think Texas blows them out.
I like a cover.
People don't like Clemson in this, right?
I think they think Texas is going to be a national championship contender. It's either them or Oregon are the favorites right now.
Can that be the national championship game, or does the bracket not work out where it could be Texas and Oregon?
No, I think that will line up. Yeah,
because I think that's what people want.
And then the last one, Tennessee 7-point dogs at Ohio State, the horseshoe where you, Bob, will be rooting on your Buckeyes, and Mac, you will be rooting on your Tennessee Volunteers. Give me one reason why each team wins.
I would have said the home field advantage, but that ticket snafu down there with all the Tennessee fans coming in and playing, I think the weather factors in big. And this goes back to a conversation that Spectre used to have with us, that no team north of the Mason-Dixon line will ever win a championship and whatnot. I think it's hard for a southern team to go north and play in these type of conditions and cold and whatnot. We see it all the time in the NFL. Your bodies are not adjusted to it. I think the weather is the biggest thing for Ohio State and the biggest factor that they have in this game.
It gets cold down there in Knoxville. It's only 200-mile difference. It gets real nippy down there on Rocky Top. But to me, it would be the defense. I think that's what – if Tennessee wins the national championship, it's because they have the best defense in college football. That needs to show up tonight. And Nico's got to –
And T. Martin, man, he hasn't been playing good lately as a quarterback.
And you mentioned Will Howard. His eyes get a little big in the big moments. Which quarterback's going to make that mistake? Because Nico's a freshman. You know, he's a young guy. Will Howard, we've seen him make these mistakes.
In the two biggest games, he's made two, big mistakes.
Big mistakes.
But everybody's going to throw an interception. It was the way Ryan Day responded to that interception. They just never let him throw the football again, basically,
that
afternoon.
Completely changed their identity.
Changing the whole thing. You can't do that. Maybe a big game for Ryan Day as well.
If he loses, is he fired?
I don't know.
Absolutely.
I mean,
he's canned if they lose this game.
I saw something that I bought into this week that I was like, oh, I like that. He won't get fired, but he will be looking for another job and maybe take another job. One of those type of things.
We're going to respect your decision. Yeah. I was going to say, if I'm Vrabel, that's where I go.
Over the NFL?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the whole landscape of where you go now to coach is completely different than it was 2 years ago. Because I would never take a college job. I would never tell anybody to take a college job.
Same.
But now with the NIL money, you can go out and buy your players. You have GMs of these teams. It's changed the landscape. Yeah, I think college is as wide open now as the NFL because you don't have to deal as much with the cheating and the bag men and all that nonsense that used to go on. It's now out there in the open and whatnot. You get the opportunity to do that. So I think right now, if I am Mike Vrabel and somebody offers me one of those jobs, and it is Ohio State, how do you turn down your alma mater?
If Ryan Day loses this game, he'll be fired by Sunday. The lead Monday will be unless the Chiefs or the Bills lose. One of those teams, I think both will probably win this Sunday. Then the lead story Monday will be Vrabel will be taking that job to Ohio State.
Yeah.
They will do that quick, get it over with, and get him into that system.
How quickly will Ryan Day announce that he's going to another school?
Yeah, within a week and a half, two
And what
weeks.
School is that? Like, what jobs are open right now? Because they got filled pretty quick. But, you know, Belichick could bounce to the NFL and they could hire Day at North Carolina.
All right, let's get to the cover two. This weekend is where we find two things that we look to watch for. We're going to use, maybe some will have college. I'm going to have the NFL. So when I say Tennessee, I mean the Tennessee Titans. I don't know about you guys, but Tennessee's got something to prove this weekend because their coach went absolutely off.
I mean, you really want to get me going today? yeah, I think, to be honest with you, I think it's complete and total bullshit, if you want my honest opinion. These guys are tough, man. They go after it every day. They play hard as hell. And there's at no point have we ever put on tape at any point this season that this is a soft football team. Like, I can't even wrap my mind around how that would even be a conversation. I mean, just because we don't win games doesn't mean we're soft. These guys play their ass off. They play hard. They play physical. You can ask any team that plays against us that when they come off the field, they know they played us. Yeah, that makes me relatively angry that would be some presumption. That means you just don't watch the, you know, you don't do anything about it, that you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're looking at. So I'm not going to stand for anybody calling this football team soft. I think that's bullshit. So if that there's opinions out there that feel that way, then, you know, they don't know anything about NFL football. So I'd like you to walk in there and call one of these guys soft and see what happens.
That is Brian Callahan, son of Tom Callahan, working for the auto part man, because that's who I am and that's who I care about. I'm watching that game because he's out there mid-season, I guess late-season press conference. Like Max said, he's probably fired. This is a guy letting it hang on the line. Somebody says a lot of people
you think
your team's
fired after one season. Like
I go towards my Tennessee sources and from what he says.
From what I'm hearing, there's a big, much bigger chance.
Really? Yes. Like that's why you suck as an organization.
I agree
though.
Mayo could get fired. Pierce could get fired. Are first-year head coaches. What do we say in the NFL? Coaching's important. You got to get after it quick. You got to find a believable system that people believe in it.
But then you're starting over again.
That's right.
And then how attractive do these jobs become if you're constantly firing somebody after year one? Well, unless you want a big payday, you know, because I'll work 1 year and get paid for four.
But no, Tennessee, their coach, we're not soft. Go into our locker room and tell that to one of our guys' faces. Well, I'm not going to do that because I can't and I won't. So, again,
the question that he was asked?
Do you
asked?
Think your team is seen as soft? It was kind of like the narrative of the question. Like, they used the word soft or whatever it was, and that's why he went off. And he goes, you know, do you really want to get me there today? And then he proceeds to go there today with multiple cuss words, which are unnecessary in a press conference. But either way, you want to look at it. But he went full midseason press conference, and he, you know, his team's called soft. Here's the deal. He's letting Mason Rudolph quarterback deep.
I mean, would you rather have Rudolph or would you rather have Mayo?
I'd rather have Mayo. Mason Rudolph is absolutely. I mean, it's funny that his name's Rudolph. We're in the Christmas season and his team's getting called soft. He's after a reindeer. Mason Rudolph sucks. But, dude, they're playing the Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis is going to wipe the floor with Tennessee, and this will be why we'll agree with Mac that their coach gets fired. The other one is Baltimore-Pittsburgh. We're talking about Mahomes' ankle, how he's going to be tenacious and ferocious and
play. That's not what you wrote, though.
Oh, no, that's you. I'm sorry. I saw that.
Hey, and you even wrote, duh.
No, yeah. Sorry. Bills and Pats. I was reading yours for some reason. No, Bills versus Patriots because, well, duh. We got to see that game get played. We're rooting for the Patriots. Drake May was a question this week, Mac. They said Drake May at quarterback or C.J. Stroud. Go Drake May. Go Drake May. That defense for Buffalo is soft. The last time they played this game was 23-20. Buffalo barely survived. I think Buffalo is going to have their hands full. Plus, if the Chiefs can win and prove to 14-1, that adds pressure to their team and their sort of vision towards their quest to the top. That's right. And I think if you can win this, if you can watch this game and see what the Bills do and they somehow give you an early Christmas present, Kansas City Chiefs, that's why we watch this game. It's at 3:25. That's where my attention will be at that time of the day.
Please, May. Please.
All right. They're not winning. I hate to say that. I just hate to say.
You
like,
don't know that.
New Orleans. New England is one of those typical late season teams that is down in the dumps. They've checked out. They have no desire, no emotion, no nothing. I mean, why do you want to go play for Robert Kraft? Here's for me. Well, you're getting it anyway. Here's for me. Atlanta and the Giants. I'm watching that game. Michael Penix's debut, right? You get the opportunity now to see the quarterback that I thought was the best coming out of college. I'm excited to watch watch him play. Giants have a good defensive front,
yes.
right? So it's going to be interesting to see. Not as good as the number one Ohio State Buckeyes going up against Tennessee on defense, but the Giants have a good defensive front. So I'm interested to see how Penix plays, how he plays against a good defensive front. I'm excited to see what Michael Penix Jr. can do out there for the Atlanta Falcons. And then the other one for me is Baltimore-Pittsburgh. I want to see T.J. Watt's ankle, how that's going to shape up and maybe be a factor, and really, really, really be a Steelers fan this weekend, because if they win, they clinch the division, and then there's not that much on the line on Wednesday for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. It was part of the reason I kind of wanted Denver to win yesterday, because it meant less for the Steelers in that race. Really excited about Penix's debut as well. Kind of his Mahomes, Alex Smith moment to me. I'm excited about it. Pats and Bills, same reason you said, Dusty. Duh. Come on, Drake May. To me, there's still a chance, Bob. I can't get the optimist out of me.
I hope you're right about that. I hope I'm completely wrong and Buffalo goes in there and lays an egg and New England actually shows up and plays. But I've been around these teams that stink at the end of the year. And they're going through the motions. They just want to get out. They just want to be done.
Well, maybe it's your defense. Mayo's fighting for his job to show that he still has control of that team.
He's got to fight for the locker room.
The players,
back.
Though, got to fight for him.
Exactly.
Yeah, they have to. And Drake May is when they decide to throw the ball downfield, which is only when they're down 20, they actually have some success. Hopefully they can do that the whole game. And then, I'd be lying if I wasn't saying Vols in Ohio State is my big time this week. I mean, obviously Chiefs are number one, but Saturday night I'm going to be locked in.
What's it
going to
feel like when you get your ass whooped?
No, not going to happen. And it's going to be nice being in Rocky Top, in the Vol State. GBO, surrounded by a bunch of orange. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
We're going to be singing loud, Bob.
Are you going to be singing Rocky Top? Dolly Parton, she sang that song originally.
You're either going to be at Rocky Top or Rock Bottom after that night.
I mean,
I like Tennessee, though.
The only 10 you're going to see is the state, because you ain't getting any points. 35-0 Buckeyes.
Oh, my.
Will Howard's going to throw two picks.
35-0 Buckeyes.
You know everybody wins 35-0, by the way.
Tennessee has never played in front of a crowd like Ohio State before.
What?
Oh, I love this.
Ever.
He's trying to get me going.
Ever played in front of a crowd like that before.
Oh, there's going to be so much orange in that stadium.
And the Buckeyes are such a national program. Like, people barely even know where Tennessee is.
Oh, yeah.
The most famous thing to come out of Tennessee is Dollywood. Like, there's nothing. Like, when is the last time Tennessee was relevant in football, man?
2 years ago.
Yeah. One of the best offenses ever.
But when was the last time they won a national championship?
Hey, it's feeling like 98. That's all I know.
Oh, it's feeling like 98
feeling
all
like
over
98
again. Are you
right
partying
now?
Like it's 98?
I was in my mom's belly, but yeah, I'm partying.
That's
weird.
Was she pregnant with you when they won the championship?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah.
Hopefully.
You think Peyton will be at the game, or will he be somewhere else?
Honestly, I bet Peyton will be at the game. Yeah, I'd be shocked if he wasn't there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to watch his guy T. Martin under center.
I mean, nobody knows another Tennessee football player other than Peyton Manning anyway.
Trey Smith.
Jason Witten.
Nobody's claiming him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Tony Romo says he's a top five tight end of all time, apparently.
Tony Romo did. Tony Romo played with him. That's why he said that. You stand up for your man,
oh,
man.
Football,
just like Dolly Parton said, stand by your man.
Oh, so your wife's going to a concert tonight.
Yeah, she's going to see Biebs or Timberlake or whoever. Some Justin.
The original Biebs. Yeah, Justin Timberlake.
Mm.
I don't know if you've seen the viral videos, but he's coming up short.
Sexy back.
Coming up, I don't think he's going to get a sexy back because there's a lot of people saying he's a little, anyways, just a little guy. We'll ask the question on the other side, plus continue to stay festive at the end of the hour like we have been doing all day, plus Rob Collins. He'll join us in about 30 minutes here on Fesco and Dusty, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at TheFan965, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
Oh, hey, it's Dusty Likens once again from...
Texans love the game of football. Down here, the game is big, and it's raw. So grab a chair and sit a while. Enjoy the game. Texas style. We are the Texans, the Houston Texans. Big Texas skies, big Texas pride. Don't Texans go, and we'll fight, fight like Texans. Hail to the Toro, the red, white, and blue. Everybody, we are the Texans, the Houston Texans. This is
guys. Big Texas pride, go Texans, go! And we'll fight, fight like Texans. Hail to the churro, the red, white, and blue.
Back in the day, I'm gonna make this clear. I don't with the Texas organization at all, and I cannot wait to play them, boy. I literally cannot wait. Yeah, it's definitely gonna be some fire with them.
Couldn't agree with Chuck more than that. More dangerous, Chuck Norris or Chuck Omenihu
or Chuck Barkley
or Chucky the doll
or Chuck E. Cheese.
Nice.
Chuck Knobloch with a baseball before '97. That guy had the worst batting stance of all time, too.
Oh, my God. And then he came here for 1 year, and I was covering the team every day when he played here. I saw him one time.
Yep.
One time he showed up in the locker room, and that was when there was something with Nafy Perez that happened, and I don't remember even what it was now at this point. He acted like a douche or something, and Knobloch had a weigh in on it. But that was the only time that we saw Chuck Knobloch in the locker room in an entire year in Kansas City.
His batting stance, he was...
Yeah, he was good until he got those yips and threw that ball at Keith Olbermann's mom.
Did he hit him in the nuts, and that's why he gets called
Chucky?
Well,
his mom doesn't have nuts, but, you know.
I said Keith Olbermann.
No, his mom, I said.
I know, but yeah. I said Keith Olbermann.
Oh, that's why he calls him Mickey.
Mm-hmm. For those of you that listen, could be a trivia question in the future if we do, like, a prize or something. You'll want to know what Matt Cotrero's nickname is that his wife gave him. And if you heard it yesterday, you'll remember it forever.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife is going to go see Justin Timberlake tonight. My sister will be there as well. You asked a question, who's the Justin Timberlake of the NFL right now?
Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
He kind of had his sexy back and then lost it.
Now it's all gone.
Now it's all gone. Where'd your sexy go, Kirk?
Going to ruin the tour.
Not Jay Cutler.
He's not in the NFL.
I know, but they both got caught with you. I'm kidding.
I see what you're saying, yes.
I'd say it's Derek Carr. It was decent. It's good. And now it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Either way. But no, I wonder if JT still got it. I need a full report from Jen.
I'm interested to see as well.
I mean, how old is he?
I'm going to guess 43.
Okay, guess, Bob.
Do you know the answer?
I've got a bad habit.
Okay. I'm 47. Yeah, I think probably somewhere. Yeah, 43 sounds good. Yeah, that sounds like a good number.
Nail on the head.
I'm really? Sorry. Right. I'm sorry. Can you speak in my other ear? I think you called me Ace.
Dusty, you were right.
Okay.
43.
I do want to say something to take completely away from that. I mean, I appreciate the Justin Timberlake knowledge. How about our fans? Okay.
Woo.
How about our fans? A lot of you have been nice out there. My buddy Todd, he sent me a text. My buddy Matt, he sent me a text. And Odyssey is doing this thing where they are sharing how much you listen, how much you have listened, the percentage of listener that you are. God bless all of you. We just turned this thing over about 4 months ago. I've only been on the show for a little bit of time. I'm using this festiveness time to give my thanks to all of you for giving the show a chance, for listening to us. My Aunt Pam, who listens to us, by the way, she gave us a bit for the show last night. Had a little dinner with her. Got some Chiefs trivia cards for Christmas. I think that could be fun for our show to see.
Oh, that's awesome.
Who knows more, Mac or the listener? The guy only wears Chiefs clothes. Literally, it's all he wears.
But he doesn't know that what happened pre-2005.
That's not fair.
It's true. Yeah.
Eric Berry, also from the University of Tennessee. I want to take a little bit of time because I know you guys aren't going to be here Monday. I'll be here, and I'll turn it into Festivus for the rest of us. And this time is I want to acknowledge the listeners. I know there's not a lot of people that were maybe not their cup of tea, but to those of you that have reached out to me in the wild or via Facebook or via Twitter messages, to all of you that have started to like this new sort of way that we're doing the morning show and continue to listen and show that you are listening. I appreciate that more than you ever know. I appreciate you two for letting me kind of come in here and do things differently than maybe they've been done before. For you doing this for 14 years and saying, I'm going to let this crazy ass of a guy come in here and do this. I appreciate all that. And I appreciate the listeners and all of you letting us know that you are listening. So thank you for that. Thank you for this year. We hope to do this for many more years to come. But again, I thank all of you for sharing that information. And thanks to Momo, man.
One yeah, of thanks the
top,
to Momo.
Top 5% aww, listener.
Yeah, top 5%. How about that, Momo? Way to go.
In 6 months, she made it, man.
Yeah, there
she's
you
dedicated.
Go. She's dialed in.
She
way
is.
To go.
She
I,
is.
Dusty saying all that, if you're watching on the YouTube feed, I was kind of making a face, and Mac like put his mic in cue. I was like, why are you making that face?
What's going on?
Miles is in there, 11 years listening.
Oh, Miles
throw
is my guy.
There. He's here every morning, yeah. active on the text line.
Heck
we
yes.
appreciate
way
it.
Way to go, Miles. Love you, Miles. This quote by John Gruden, have you guys come across your plate yet?
No.
Is it talking about Janikowski?
No. John Gruden.
Way to ruin the segment, Bob.
I know, but when you hear this one.
Don't really want to.
All right.
No, go ahead.
Now, John Gruden, when you blitz Mahomes or you blitz Josh Allen, you might as well just blow your brains out.
That's damn true.
Blitz him this weekend, DeMeco. Come on. Blitz him.
Damn.
Keep making promises.
Not threats. A lot of dead air. John Gruden, like always, ruins everything. Dale Carter also went to Tennessee.
Got another 5%er
on
816.
Cool.
Love it.
Post him on Twitter.
Yeah, seriously. We'll retweet
every
like,
one
yeah.
of them, yeah.
Absolutely.
Tag us. Make sure you tag us.
From the 785, I listened to Odyssey for 46,739 minutes this year. I doubt anyone can beat that.
Whoa.
Who said that?
I don't know. It says 785. I listened to Odyssey for 46,739 minutes this year. I doubt anyone can beat that.
Wow.
Thank you.
God bless the Huskers. Because, you know, they're a good team in Nebraska.
Wow.
Dylan Raiola, good quarterback.
I'll try it.
But Dylan Raiola, man, I got to give him credit. Hindsight being 2020, if he doesn't try to be Patrick Mahomes, nobody knows
no
who,
one knows
he
who
is.
That guy is.
Yeah. Brilliant
makes
marketing.
Money.
Brilliant marketing on his part. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Tell you what. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Damn. Deleted Twitter and moved over to the Blue Sky. You guys got into Blue Sky yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
You?
No.
You?
No. Listener for 4 years. Love all that you do, Zach. Top 5%. Just looked. 816.
Nice.
You know who sucks against the blitz? Stroud. Hello, Spags.
It's true.
Somebody says, how do you see these numbers? I don't know.
They just pop up on your thing. Like, if you just click on it and open it, like, if it already did it, I don't think it does it again, though. You know, one of those type of deals.
From the 913, been listening to the show for about 5 years now. My wife turned me on to the show. Wish I had listened to you guys a lot sooner. You guys make my morning. Don't know where this
morning went. Every day.
Okay.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Merry Christmas.
Looking at the set look at the set list for Justin Timberlake, he doesn't do D in a box.
No. Nuh-uh. Mm.
What?
No.
Why would he? Does he go out there in like a hamburger helper glove and start doing the dance like he did on Saturday Night
yes.
Live?
That would be good.
That's good.
Been listening a ways back and even said Dustmeister would be a good fit for Bulldog. So that got that going for me. Listen each morning during workouts. Continued success.
Do we help you with your workout?
My buddy says he does because he says his heart rate goes down.
Oh,
like my buddy runs like marathons, like all the time. Like he'll run like 13 miles a day. I know that's not a marathon, but he'll run.
That's a half. Yeah. That's sick.
No, he'll run 13 miles a day. Shout out to my buddy Zach. And he was like, I never thought sports radio would do it, but it keeps him at like a constant pace because like sometimes you'll hear a song be like, ooh, this is a good one. And you'll get jammed.
About that.
He'll
that
listen to
sense.
Sports radio and he just stays at an even.
It's really
tail.
Steady.
And I was like, I never thought about that. And he's like, yeah, dude. He goes, I literally do it all the time now. He goes, I get up in the morning at 6 o'clock and I do my runs for about an hour and a half. And he goes, 6 to 7:30, you're all mine. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, why do you do that? He goes, well, I don't fluctuate very much. I just kind of stay at an even keel. I was like, damn.
Even when we're in the library? Wow.
Wow, that's crazy because I know I use the music as kind of...
Pick me up.
Yeah.
Pump
yeah,
you up.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Kind of just, you know, take your mind off stuff, get the music going. I kind of like it from that, but that's interesting. I never thought of it that way.
Got about an hour left. Coming up on the other side, we'll do our Richards of the Week, and then we'll get to Rob Collins, the sexiest man in sports television outside of Harold Kuntz. That's a promise. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5, The Fan.